Standing here with Dante Whitner. Dante, a week into the process, how does it feel to be in the building and get things going?
It feels great. It feels good to be here with my new teammates. You know, this is the building stage that we're in. This is where you build the confidence going into the football season. So it's been pretty good. The workouts have been pretty intense, you know, which we need that. You know, so first week has been good. Now we have to have a couple days off, and we'll be back next week.
Coming from the San Francisco 49ers, a team that had been to the NFC Championship three straight years, how does this first week compare with a new head coach, Mike Pettine? How's the program going?
It's pretty much the same. You know, a lot of explosive lifts. We don't use a lot of machines in there. We use all free lifts. A lot of running. You know, we did a lot of running in San Francisco also, so it's very comparable. I enjoy it. You know, it's a lot of hard work. A lot of guys need to go home and take a 2-3 hour nap afterwards. But if you want to be a good football team, you want to make it to the playoffs, this is what you need.
Have you already felt a sense of chemistry building, sense of bonding with other defensive backs like Tayshaun Gibson, who you'll be manning the back end of the defense with?
Yeah, you know, all the guys, you know, from Joe Hayden, you know, to a guy named Royce Adams that I played, I mean, that went to my high school, Glendale High School. You know, we're building a lot of chemistry, and that's what you need. You need to be actually inside the other guy's body when you're out there on the football field and it's loud and the crowd is loud and you really don't know if he heard the call or not. You need to be inside the other guy's body, and it starts right here.
How did Coach Pettine do in his first speech to the team as a first-time head coach?
He did pretty good. He had everybody stand up, you know, tell where you were from, what college you were from, and how much assignment bonus was. You know, and I was a bit surprised at how many young guys we actually have on this football team. You know, I think it was probably 5 or 6 guys that actually made over $1 million in signing bonus in the room. You know, so it was pretty exciting to see that. Pretty exciting to see young guys that really, really want to work and really, really want to make some money. You know, so
that's what it
all boils down to. Going on the football field, putting on a line for your teammates, and at the end of the year, stay healthy, and God willing, you know, some of the young guys can make some money. So, you know, he did a good job and win some football games. You know, win a lot of football games and make some money, you know, in the process of doing that. So he did good in his first, you know, meeting. We have another one on Monday, so we'll see how he does with that one.